This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Republicans and Democrats, leaders in their parties, expressed hope late Tuesday about reaching an agreement on a new round of coronavirus aid that eluded U.S. lawmakers for months. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he thinks there's a genuine desire to come to an agreement. Without a deal, several key programs are set to expire at the end of the month, including unemployment aid that reaches 12 million out-of-work Americans and a rental eviction moratorium that is keeping an estimated 40 million Americans sheltered during the cold winter months. Funding for the U.S. government also is set to run out Friday when a short-term extension expires. President-elect Joe Biden has said that even if lawmakers reach agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round of aid will almost certainly need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. The White House said Tuesday President Donald Trump would wait to see the specifics of the deal before signing off on it. Many Americans received up to $1,200 in payments earlier this year to address the impact of business closures meant to control the spread of the pandemic. President-elect Biden said Tuesday he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell during a phone call that although they disagree on, quote, a lot of things, there are things we can work together on, end quote. McConnell acknowledged Biden as the winner of the election Tuesday, a day after the Electoral College voted to confirm Biden's victory. McConnell also congratulated Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, saying, quote, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female vice president-elect for the very first time, end quote. President Donald Trump, who has continued to make unfounded claims that he was cheated out of re-election, did not immediately respond to McConnell's acknowledgement that Biden would become the country's 46th president January 20th. This is VOA News. London on Wednesday moved into the highest level of coronavirus restrictions in an effort to control rising infection rates. The British capital's move into Tier 3, meaning theaters, pubs, restaurants will have to close, although takeout food outlets remain open. People cannot socialize with anyone not from their household or support bubble, but can meet in groups of up to six in public places outside. Britain only emerged from a four-week lockdown earlier this month, and the government introduced a target regional system of tiers to try to cut infection rates. Hospitals across the U.S. are now giving COVID-19 vaccinations to their workers, while a second vaccine is close to the government approving its use. Following the rollout of Pfizer's BioNTech coronavirus shots, the Food and Drug Administration said its preliminary analysis confirmed the effectiveness and safety of the vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. The panel of outside experts is expected to recommend the formula on Thursday with the FDA's authorization to follow. The Moderna vaccine uses the same technologies as Pfizer-BioNTech's and showed similarly strong protection against COVID-19, but is easier to maintain because it does not need to be kept in the deep freeze at minus 70 Celsius. Rebels from the Boko Haram extremist group are claiming responsibility for abducting hundreds of boys from a school in Nigeria's northern Katsina state last Friday. More than 330 students were abducted from their school by gunmen, although several others managed to escape. A spokesman for Nigeria's president says the government and the attackers are negotiating the fate of the boys. The United Nations says more than 2 million children in the Tigray region of Ethiopia have been cut off from humanitarian assistance for more than a month. The UN said it was prepared to provide essential services to malnourished children in the embattled region, but needed access to Tigray that Addis Ababa is currently not allowing. Telecommunications have been cut and access limited to the Tigray region since violence broke out November 4th, making it difficult for humanitarian agencies to evaluate the needs there. And Guinea President Alpha Condé is appealing to the citizens to unite as he begins his third term in office. In a speech following his inauguration Tuesday, Condé called on Guineans to renew the solidarity of the state to heal wounds and cement terms of peace. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.